News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday, and as tradition, as we do during the high school football season, whether that's in the fall or in the spring, as we are right now, we're going to chat with Travis Wilson from wissports.net. The spring season, the alternate fall season, winding down, 2 more weeks left for our area teams, and still some great football being played all around the region, and Travis is going to help us focus in on different storylines from last week's action and a look ahead to week six, which is tonight. Travis, thanks for joining us. Our two marquee games last week, Fondy and Bayport, Kimberly, Appleton North, those are the two we talked about in our preview chat last week. They were good games for Fondy and Kimberly, but maybe not the competitive matchups we were expecting, but still gotta be amazed at some of the great football that's being played, especially by the Cardinals and the Papermakers last week.
I don't know if I saw those scores coming, to be honest with you. Maybe the Fond du Lac score, given the struggles of Bayport the last few weeks, but you know, even going back to the start of the season, I mean, if you would have told us in week five we would have gotten, you know, these two matchups, we would have been pretty excited. We would have been pretty, you know, looking forward to very competitive games, and we didn't get it. And, you know, that's been the story for Fond du Lac all year, and they've, you know, put it together and just been a dominant program. Kimberly, though, blowing out Appleton North, that's probably the one that surprises me a little bit more. The Papermakers had, you know, came in undefeated, but they weren't, you know, dominating necessarily at the level that we've seen from them in the past. And Appleton North had looked very, very good. They had a very well-balanced offense. You know, you're thinking, okay, this could be a game. This could be, you know, maybe a year that Appleton North, you know, comes out on top even. And it wasn't, and it wasn't very quickly. And Kimberly got everything going at the right time, got it all put together, and put together a real dominating performance. Caden Pendleton, their quarterback, really had a big game. So disappointing that we didn't get more competitive games, but it does just show you the level that Kimberly and Fond du Lac are at right now. And certainly some interesting games this week for those two teams. But for us, because we can't help but, you know, anticipate the potential for a Fond du Lac Kimberly game next week and what that would be, what it would mean. You know, I think we talked about it last week. That kind of a matchup in the last week of the regular season would be a great way to kind of put a bow on the season and, you know, serve as somewhat of an unofficial state championship game if Fondy and Kimberly both get there undefeated. And again, a huge matchup that would be.
Yeah, for sure. With the non-official state championship, no WIA-sponsored championship, it's the closest thing we can get, like we talked about. And both teams playing at such a high level. Of course, they've had legendary battles way back to, you know, just a few years back. You think of Fondy ending the 70-game win streak, and then Kimberly coming back and winning in the state semifinal game at Titan Stadium on the 2-point pass. And it's just been a fantastic matchup. Obviously, don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. Fondy's got Appleton North this week. Kimberly's got a pretty good Nina team, but all signs pointing to that collision coming up here in week seven.
Yeah, and again, it would be a huge one. We got an unofficial, you know, large school state championship game in the fall when Muskego played Menominee Falls to end the year, and it'd be nice to lacking that state tournament to get that kind of matchup to close out the spring season.
Anything else from week five, Travis, stand out? I know there was a state record tied down in Southwest Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah, down at Southwestern High School, in fact. Their quarterback, Pearson Kephart, threw 8 touchdowns in a win over Poinette. That tied a state record. He had 465 passing yards in the game. That's somewhere around top 30, top 35, something like that. And, of course, the all-time record in the state for passing yards is also held by a Southwestern quarterback, Jeff Skemp, threw for 621 back in, 2001, 2003, something like that. So big performance by him, record tying, 8 touchdown passes in a game. You know, you don't see it too often. It's only the 5th time it's happened. So pretty impressive performance there.
Anything else from week five that was notable in state action last week?
Well, we had a couple other undefeated matchups last week, and Cashton won 7-6 over Royal in one of those undefeated matchups. And then Also in a very close game, a 7-6 ball game. Mayville, of course, handed St. Mary Springs that third loss of the season for Springs. So, not what we expected out of the Ledgers this spring. And then the other undefeated matchup was Lodi and Columbus, and Lodi got a really exciting 17-14 win in that one. So, some good games late in the season. We love to see it, and we've got some good ones on the schedule again this week.
Yeah, let's move ahead to week six. The ones we're, of course, talking about or we're looking at here locally is that Fondy-Appleton North matchup, the Fox Valley Classic as a whole having their crossover playoffs happening this week. I imagine there's a handful of games from that highlight week six. Anything else that stands out to you for this week?
Yeah, those crossover games in the Fox Valley Classic, I'm looking forward to those. Seeing if Appleton North can rebound and give a game to Fondy. Seeing if Nina can kind of recapture that magic from their win over Bayport earlier this year and give Kimberly a game. Also looking forward to a game between the Oshkosh schools, Oshkosh West and Oshkosh North. Two teams that have struggled quite a bit over the years, but, in this revamped FVCC, both pretty strong this year, at least record-wise. They haven't played the tougher competition, but it's been a good opportunity for them to kind of do a little bit of a reset on their program, and they'll square off this week. Sheboygan North has been a little bit of an improved, resurgent team. Again, not against the greatest schedule, but they get to put it to the test against De Pere. You got Bayport at Pulaski as well in there. So that makes up a pretty significant part of the games that I'm really looking forward to this weekend. A few others of note, a couple undefeated matchups still this week. Cashton, who I mentioned earlier, they're taking on Bangor. And then a big one in the Madison area, Wanakee and DeForest. DeForest is the last state champion in Division III way back in 2019. Wanakee, of course, a perennial power. Those are two rival schools that don't always care for each other very much. And again, both undefeated. And then also in the Madison area, Suburban Battle, Middleton and Sun Prairie. So that's a few of the ones that we're keeping an eye on this weekend.
Travis, games played. I know we talk about it every week, but I know there's not just COVID cancellations happening. There are some low numbers that we talked about last couple weeks. Anything new to report with the status of games played here in the spring?
Well, we're still right around that 95% mark in terms of games played across not only last week, but the entire season, which we love to see. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more games here at the end of the year that are getting canceled for non-COVID reasons because of low numbers in the program, because of injuries. A couple programs that are just kind of ready to move on to spring sports. They've got some traditional spring sport athletes that are going to change their focus, and that would impact their ability to be competitive. So, it's unfortunate that we're having these cancellations and unfortunate that they're, program cancellations as well, because it doesn't bode well for those schools. I mean, the West Allis Centrals and Janesville Parkers and some of these other teams that are having to cancel because of numbers issues, what's that going to mean for them in the fall then going forward? It's a very, challenging time, and it's a very worrisome topic, to be quite honest with you, going forward especially, when we're seeing these kinds of programs cancel, not only 1 week, but multiple weeks in some cases. It really sets the stage for some challenges that teams are going to have. And it's going from those small schools where you understand, low numbers and things that come up sometimes. And it's expanding to these bigger schools. West Allis Central, again, has canceled now four games, because of low numbers. There's some other teams in the Milwaukee suburban area that are facing some very significant challenges, and we could start to see more and more of that, which would be very unfortunate. And, certainly a topic of conversation amongst people in the football world and in the high school football world, the Coaches Association, the WIAA. There's a very real worry about where numbers are going with some of these programs, and it's just exacerbating that gap between the haves and the have-nots. And that's why we see so often some of these blowout scores and Fond du Lac struggling to get a competitive game. The gap between a program like Fond du Lac and most of the other programs in the conference and in the state is getting wider and wider, and it's only going to get worse and worse potentially down the road.
you can understand the spring sports aspect with kids that maybe, you know, have a future in baseball, or that they, you know, they didn't plan on having the spring football season, obviously, because of COVID. You can understand that part. But obviously, there's no guarantee that those kids come back out in the fall, right?
Right. And, you know, some of them might be seniors, too. Mm-hmm. And of course, those kids got no spring sports season last year. So there's definitely a sense by some of, you know, many of them, understandably, that they want to, you know, give it the best shot they have and take as much time in that spring sport as they can, because they didn't get a season last year. So we knew that was going to be a challenge. I mean, we knew there was going to be overlap between this spring season, spring football season, and the traditional spring sports. Many schools were proactive in trying to deal with that, whether it was, you know, arranging practice schedules so that kids could get to baseball 2 or 3 days a week in the early part of the practices, or even, you know, scheduling baseball games during the week that those kids could get to. Some schools are limiting their football schedule. They're done. There's some schools that are already done after week five, and they're letting their kids move on to spring sports. So many schools were proactive. Some, you know, maybe weren't, and we're seeing the effects of that.
Travis, this interview is going to play after round one of the NFL draft, but I know you had a really cool opportunity with your WSN podcast this week. What should people be looking for with that? It's a pretty neat conversation.
Yeah, real fun conversation. One of the best times I've had on our podcast the last couple of years. I got a chance to catch up with three former players from the state that have gone through that NFL draft process and know what it's like, and gave us incredible insight into what that process is like. Not only, you know, what it's like the day of the draft and the feelings and the anxieties that you have, some neat stories from those guys, but also, you know, what is it like when you're preparing for the draft, from the time that you play your last game at the University of Wisconsin, in the case of these guys, until the NFL draft, what all goes into that? And it was very eye-opening to get their insight on that. Incredible conversation with Brady Ewing, Jared Aberderis, and Joe Schobert, about kind of their path to the draft, how they got there, what the process was like. Great conversation. Those guys were awesome to get some insight from. So, yeah, definitely make sure you check it out on our WSN podcast. It's on iTunes. It's on SoundCloud, many of the other podcast sources out there. And you can also find it on WSN. So a lot of fun, great conversation. I definitely encourage people to check out.
Awesome, Travis. Thanks as always. We'll chat one final time for the spring season next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer.